Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all of the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a four-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you.
And now, the Disney Parks Podcast infotainment segment.
And welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. We've got a great show. We're talking about the topic that's on everybody's mind, the runaway coaster that's going into the Great Movie Ride. No, seriously. I'm talking about parking, not parking at the resorts. I mean, not parking at the theme parks, parking at the resorts. So this is a funny, I don't know if I've told you this. I didn't tell you this off camera. So we were doing... So Sid and I do this, the thing that we do on Tuesday nights, just, right. You know, because we're crazy like that. And we had gone through all the stuff that we were going to talk about. And I thought, well, hey, let's keep the – we had about 15 people watching. So I'm like, hey, let's do some Q&A. Yeah. Why not? And our buddy Michael was on.
Michael Prince the Stuff Michael?
Prince the Stuff Michael, yeah.
Okay.
Vintage Pressing Michael.
Right.
And he's like, hey, what's going on with the rumor about parking at the resorts?
You should know that.
Out of the blue. Well, this is before they...
Oh.
Yeah, this was Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
There's still so we're like, yeah, we've been hearing rumors about this and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we don't know what's going on. But this has been rumored for a while now. That was wake up the next morning and it's like all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Parking at the resorts, overnight parking.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap. So,
yeah.
And then that was the news story that broke, and it broke on a couple of blogs, and then Disney updated their disneyworld.disney.go.com. website.
Listen, those bloggers are tipped off.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, pet bloggers of Disney. And they're tipped off with this information. Yeah. I think they kind of vent and take the temperature of the Joe public and then figure out how to make the announcement and make it sound nice.
Yes. Well, they failed miserably in this one.
Well,
go ahead.
Can't make dog poop taste any better.
That is true. No matter how you slice it, no matter how you describe it, no matter how much perfume or cologne, it's still dog manure.
Yeah.
So the big story is effective March 21st. So this is happening quickety quick.
Oh, yeah.
And thereafter.
Well, it's for all reservations made March 21st and after.
Correct. Standard overnight self-parking is available for registered guests for a fee that will be applied to their hotel folio upon checkout. Mm-hmm. All parking fees include applicable tax, which I think is hilarious.
Wow, isn't that nice?
That's so sweet of them. So keeping up with their tiering, lovely pricing plan.
Their class.
Yeah. Disney Value Resorts. So that includes the three.
Pop.
The music, sports, and.
Movies.
Movies. Then Pop Century and Art of Animation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's those five resorts, value resorts,
$13 per night.
Yeah.
Accessible. Disney Moderate Resorts, you know, $19 a night.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Disney Deluxe and Disney Deluxe Villa Resorts, $24 per night.
Yep. Nice.
So my favorite line is complimentary standard parking is available to guests staying at the campsites. Each campsite provides a parking space for one motorized vehicle.
That's right.
That's not true. You can put two cars there easy.
Yeah. I think the cabins you can fit two.
And then yeah.
A little parking apron.
And then valet parking is available at Disney Deluxe Resorts and Disney Deluxe Villas for $33 per night.
If I'm staying at a deluxe resort, I'm just going to valet park for the $33.
Sure.
Why pay the $24 and I got to go get my car?
Right. I'm dropping my bags at the front door. Have a nice day, Mr. Castlenova.
Yeah. I would just valet my car for the difference and then I don't have to worry about it.
So what was your initial thought when you saw this news item come across the line? And remember, there's probably kids listening.
I was like, well, my first thought was, well, this is the beginning of the end.
Meaning what?
Meaning that this is the gateway drug for Disney, because it's not going to stop at this. This is the beginning of resort fees, parking at Disney Springs. Everything that is free is going to now have a price tag on it.
Yeah.
There will be nothing for free. You know, and a lot of the Tables in Wonderland people, you know, because you present your receipt and valet parking is free. Mm-hmm. There's really been no mention of that. I don't have any info in this thing that we have here. And there's nothing on the Tables in Wonderland site yet.
Right.
So if that perk goes away, and that's a huge perk, because otherwise Tables in Wonderland is just 2%. Right. You know, by the time you net it out, it's just 2%.
It's just 2%.
But the valet parking is a $33 freebie now.
Right.
So.
Right.
I don't know. I think this is really, I think this is phase one. Let's see how the public swallows this.
Right.
Let's see if we see any knock in, you know, rooms or whatever. And if they don't, well, they'll say, oh, all right. Now, resort fees are pretty good. We can add that. I mean, I think in Orlando, I think I was reading the Orlando Sentinel or somebody else said that most places about $25 a night for use of the pool and towels.
Right.
And a chaise lounge.
Yeah.
You know, if you can find one.
Right.
So Disney could certainly do that. All the pools are gated. They can certainly lock you out.
Sure.
And that is another reason I think they put a gate around all the pools.
Mm-hmm.
A, because they want to keep people out beyond the hours of the pool.
Right.
When there's no lifeguard. And two, to keep locals from using the pool.
Right.
Because we know you've all have tried it.
No, and, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And three, to get ready for this.
Right. And it makes sense, because if you didn't pay your resort fee, you don't have access to the pool.
Right. Your Magic Band wouldn't open the gate.
My first thought was, how much are they charging? So it's 13, 19, and 24. I don't know if they're going to keep the tiered pricing. I think they're just going to, over time, maybe a year, maybe two, they'll just make it a flat $25 fee across the board.
Right.
And then my second thought was, and then next is resort fees.
Yeah.
And the stumbling block that I keep having about this, it's very simple. Disney, on the whole, is not necessarily the best value for your money, a la a Four Seasons,
right?
A la a W, a la a Hilton Bonnet Creek,
right? Waldorf,
Waldorf Astoria, but Disney is some of the most expensive rooms. You know, it's certainly the most expensive rooms on Disney property, except for those few hotels that I mentioned.
Right.
But the value that you get for those.
I've heard people get really good rates at the Hilton.
I have too.
Over in Bonn.
I have too. But the thing is if you're staying at the Contemporary,
right.
What's it like, $400, $500 a night on a good day?
Closer to five.
Polynesian, six.
Yeah.
Grand Floridian, six.
Yeah.
Per night for. for 4 o'clock.
Like on a Tuesday night, yeah, not on a Friday night.
For 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
yeah,
until 11 o'clock the following morning.
Right. Not even 24 hours.
Correct. And on top of that, you're gonna have to pay $25 to park, mm-hmm, if you drove.
Yep.
And on top of that, the Loom, we think that the, and this is not, we don't have, we're not one of those, yeah, inside podcasters.
Yeah.
We just
speculation
know how money works. You know, on top of a
soon to be resort. Once Disney gets a taste of the green stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You know,
little,
so
the little crack addicts.
So let me ask you this. I think that that's all true. I think that it's very true. You know, they figured out a way that they don't have to do anything major, but they can charge more money, which, yeah, is something we've talked about,
yeah,
last year. Hang on. But the question is this a way to dissuade people from using their own transportation at Disney? Because the gondolas, the bus system, the waterway system, all of that stuff is trying to dissuade people from driving on property.
Right. And Magical Express. I mean, Magical Express brings on property. You know, they're assuming maybe you're not taking a car. And I think most people don't take a car any longer. But so speaking of the gondolas, I was thinking about this. And my thought was maybe this is a preemptive to the gondolas. And what I'm thinking is they, you know, annual pass holders are always looking for a place to park besides the normal parking lot.
Sure.
And a lot of people will probably then start parking at all the resorts that are going to be connected to a gondola. And in order to get you to not do that, maybe they're going to charge you. But they're not charging for day guests. So that brought me to, well, wait a minute. Why are they charging the people that they're trying to keep on property and not charge the people that they're trying to keep from parking places they shouldn't be parking?
It's coming. It's coming. There's no way they can't.
So all of us annual pass holders, you know, get free parking at the parks. And if you're going to dine or shop, and I can't believe they use the word shop. I mean, I could go to the gate and say, I'm here to shop, and they're going to let me in and right, let me park?
Right.
Well, why wouldn't I say that when I'm checking in?
Right.
And just park my car?
Right. Well, I mean, that's true. However, there's some security ways they get around that. Mm-hmm. When they check you in, you know, hi, you know, when you're at the front gate, hi, how are you? Great. What can I do for you?
I'm here to shop.
Excellent. And they take a picture of your driver's license, or they take a picture of the back of your car.
Well, they take a picture of everybody's car, but that sure doesn't mean that I'm staying there. But then you got to go find my car with that license plate in the parking lot. Good luck.
But they're also taking a picture of your face at the front gate.
So then, what?
And they're also taking a picture of your face at the front desk when you check in.
Okay.
And with their facial recognition, yeah, software.
I doubt that.
Okay. They can match your face with your car.
Right.
And, well, they checked in. Well, we need to charge them parking.
Yeah.
It automatically add to your bill. Hey, if they've already got the technology.
If they can do that, then, geez, your magic band better say happy birthday, John.
I'm still, that's never going to happen. I
mean, if they're going to go through that extreme to charge me $24, well, then my magic band better whistle Dixie.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It better start playing the theme song to, yeah, every Disney movie I love.
Yeah.
I think the next thing is charging for day parking at the resorts and charging for day parking at the water parks and for Disney, yeah, Springs.
Yeah.
It just makes sense.
Yeah. I can see Disney Springs coming pretty quick.
I can too. You can't go to City Walk and not pay to park.
Yeah.
You can't go to anywhere basically in Point Orlando without paying to park.
Right.
So why should you be able to? And they're spending a lot of money on those parking decks.
Mm-hmm.
So, which are already full.
Right. Well, that's what somebody was saying too, is, you know, somebody asked, why doesn't Disney build any parking structures, hotels or theme parks or anything like that? Because it costs twice as much to build vertical as right, it does to build flat.
Right.
And that's why they've never done it.
Right. They've got more space flat.
Right.
To a degree.
Yeah. I mean, Universal's got a space problem.
Right.
So they got to go vertical.
Right.
You know.
But one of the things that they did that was really smart is they built big vertical. Mm. Like.
Yeah. Huge.
Their thing's massive. They have massive, yeah, parking areas.
Yeah.
But their resorts are small.
You know? Right.
so they can get away with it. So yeah, I think it's just it's just seems to be the next evolution. And when you say the beginning of the end, I think for some people, this may start to be the beginning of the end of a lot of things with Disney. You know, because this is a hard, this is beginning to be difficult with, you know, $30 to park your car, $45 to park your car if you want to park 6 inches closer to the front gate. You know, if you want to go to the resorts and spend the night, and I have to charge $25 on top of the $600 to stay in the hotel.
Right.
Or, you know.
Yeah, I know a lot of the resorts on iDrive charge probably about $24 to $25, maybe even a little bit more, $30 sure. for some of them.
Yeah.
The $13 fee for the value resorts may be probably the best deal. I don't think you're going to find many hotels that are going to charge $13. I think most of them are probably in the $20
right.
and above range. So that's a pretty good deal at $13.
Right.
But still, they're charging you $13 to right. put your car in a blacktop.
Yeah, and here's the sad thing. You can
if they went out there and turned on the air conditioning every day, I'd be fine with it.
And here's the thing. If you go off property, you know, 10 miles, not even 10 miles away from there, you can go to 192 and find a hotel for really cheap. It's not horrible.
Right.
It's not Disney.
Yeah.
But it's
one. But it's also not charging you parking.
It's not charging you parking, and it's not charging you over $100 per night.
And a lot of them have shuttle services to the parks.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't go where the Disney buses go, but they get you to the
right.
They get you to the park.
They get you to where you need to go.
Yeah.
Or you can Uber.
Yeah.
Uber, you know, with the money you're saving.
Uber gets pretty close. I mean, I get pretty close in most places.
Yeah. If you're not spending $600-$700 a night, the money you save there, the money you're saving by not paying a $25 per night parking fee, you can Uber back and forth.
Yeah. And maybe that's why they're also putting out 60 of those minivans. They're saying, all right, people are going to take the Magical Express. If we charge them for parking, they're not going to bring a car. Then they can either use our regular transportation system, boat, plane, bus, monorail, whatever it is.
Plane. That'd be awesome.
Or if they want to spend the extra cash, we'll you know, offer them the minivan service, and they will take them anywhere they want a property.
Right.
For the flat $25, which is a night's parking.
Yeah, well, that'll go up. And here's the other thing. This is the other thing we haven't talked about. Next year, the prices aren't going to stay the same.
No,
they're going to go up.
They're going to go
prices
up.
Prices are always going to go up.
Yeah, 13 will be 15, 19 will be 21, 24 will be 27.
Yeah, you know. They might top out at 25.
Yeah.
I think 25 is probably the max, right. And then they'll get the other resorts up to 25 as soon as they can, and then it'll be a blanket statement: $25 per night parking fee.
Right. Let's talk about some of these other things too. So, valet parking is now whopping $33.
Yikes! What was it before? 25.
When I first moved here, 8 years ago,
back in the Stone Age, back when Mickey was still alive.
8 years ago, it was $15. It is now $33. It's doubled in 8 years.
Wow. Well,
8 years. That's a lot of bananas. Guests with disability that have a valid disability parking permit are free still.
Nice.
So you can get around that way if you have a disability card.
Right.
Disney Vacation Club members will not be charged if they're staying at a DVC deluxe villa, regardless of whether they use their vacation points or any other form of payment.
Wow.
So even if you're staying with somebody else's points, you know, that you bought on, you know, some website, or if you paid to stay at a vacation club villa, you will not be charged parking.
That's good, right?
Sure. Works good for me.
Right. Works great for you.
Now, this is the one that really gets...
So grind your gears?
Yeah. Day guests, us locals.
Right.
Complimentary standard self-parking is available while you are enjoying select dining. I don't know what that means yet. Shopping, entertainment, and recreational experiences at any of the resorts.
How are they going to regulate that?
I don't know yet. We're going to find out on March 21st.
we are not. March 21st? Oh, yeah, March 21st when it goes into effect.
Yeah,
when it goes
into effect, yeah. Yeah. I may just drive to a resort to see what happens.
just testing. Dip the toe in. Just checking out.
Just testing. You know, all right, I know a lot of the security personnel at the gates.
Yeah.
I may just go and say, hello, testing. Just here. And they'll be like, sorry, Mr. Kelso, we're going to have to charge you $24. No, but I'm here for dining. Sure you are.
Right.
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 Theme parks. Guests will pay, obviously, to park at any of the normal theme parks. Nothing's really changed there. Preferred parking is now $45. And I'm sure we've mentioned that when the price went up. And standard parking for a car or motorcycle is $22. Now, I was having this conversation with one of the servers at the lobby bar over at the Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I get the $45 for every place except for the Magic Kingdom. I mean, you still have to take transportation to cross that body of water.
I don't get that one. I don't get it either.
Yeah.
And isn't that like right at the Polynesian?
Mm.
Isn't it like right across the street from the Polynesian?
Yeah.
So I have to get out and walk down and...
Yeah.
I don't understand it. It's the one place that I don't get it, and it's the one place that I feel that most people use it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're probably...
Thinking.
They probably don't live here or come often and don't know what that means, that you still have to get on a monorail.
Right.
Or a boat.
And that's the problem that I have with it, because it's so disingenuous.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want some premier parking? That's great. $45, please. Have a magical day. Follow the blue line.
Yeah.
And you follow the blue line and you park and you're like, great, where's the magic? Wow, son of a bitch. I got to get on a monorail.
Right.
You're kidding me, right?
Right.
I literally.
There should be a little short bus that picks people up and then takes them to the front of the Magic Kingdom.
Should be.
You know.
Or. There should be a map on the door.
Mm.
It says parking location, monorail, or, you know, and then you could have an informed buyer.
Right.
Or hopefully, and that's why we keep talking about it, hopefully people start listening to the podcast and connecting that dot and go, oh, yeah, that doesn't make sense. Epcot, yeah, it makes sense. You're right at the front door.
Yeah, right at the front door.
Hollywood Studios, good God, you are literally at the front door.
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom, you're pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close. It's right by the...
It's in the
stable,
bus parking, you know.
It's not typical.
It's not far away.
Okay, so registered guests of... no, that's not the one I wanted to read. Yes. Yeah, so Disney guests of Disney Resort hotels, select annual pass holders, premium annual pass holders, Disney's premier pass holders, may enjoy complimentary standard self-parking at the theme parks. So... They're not charging us quite yet.
For now.
They do have EVC, and that's not scooters, electric vehicle charging stations for convenience at most of the parks. But you have to, if you're going to charge your car, you got to swipe your card because they are going to charge
you. Yeah, pay for that power.
You're going to pay for that juice.
That's right.
That's not coming off of Mickey's solar ears.
No, that's not. That's coming from Disney Power Incorporated.
Yep.
Monsters, Inc.
Water parks, standard parking at the water parks as Typhoon and Blizzard Beach is still complimentary for all guests.
Crazy.
So.
Make no sense.
Disney Springs is still complimentary.
For now. So let me ask you, let me go back. I know you're trying to get through this list. Let me honest, you know, between the two of us, we need to answer this.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when they start charging for parking at Disney Springs? Honestly, what happens?
I'm hoping... That they still keep it the way it is with Tables in Wonderland. That's my free parking then.
You think they'll keep it free for pass holders?
I don't know.
And the way they've built them, how do you pay for that?
I don't know.
And not stop traffic because there's already traffic jams.
Yeah.
How do you pay for parking?
Yeah.
Pay to get out.
Yeah, maybe you got to pay to get out. You got to get a ticket punch.
Pay to get out or have the
They'll have like little things you slide in your ticket and they'll validate it.
Let me give you my answer, and this is a hard answer for me. If they're going to start charging for Disney Springs, it's going to be hard for me to to go down there, yeah. unless it's part of my, I'm a pass holder and I have to pay to park.
Yeah.
As a local, you know, I think Florida residents, pass holders shouldn't have to pay to park.
Yeah. I would say, well, people will be parking at like Hotel Boulevard and then walking over. But all those hotels charge for parking now. So you're not going to be saving anything. It'll probably be cheaper for you to go there.
Yeah.
Your only other option would be like the Uber to Disney Springs.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
You know, that's still going to cost you $20. At least it does for my house.
You know, because honestly, I mean, unless I'm staying in a park or unless I go to a resort as a day guest and hop on a bus or a boat and go to Disney Springs, which I'm sure they would love for me to do. Then I'll just wait and go to the outlet store.
Yeah.
You know, or I'll order it through the parks online stuff. I don't have to go to Disney to buy the stuff.
Right.
But honestly, at that point, I'm becoming less and less of a Disney fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Right.
You know, it just, I'll be honest, my buddy Holly, she's on here from time to time, but she's part of the other thing that I do, the other part of my life. She said, what drives me crazy about this, and she really put it into words that it is what I was thinking. I'm tired of being nickel and dime to death because I'm a Disney fan.
Yeah.
Universal, it's you pay to park, you pay to the resorts, that's it.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what I'm saying. This should be built. If you want to charge for parking, just build it into the price.
Right.
Just say the rooms went up.
Right. But they go up every year. That's what's so freaking crazy about this.
Yeah.
There's no reason I cannot fathom that a room at the Polynesian Resort, the smallest rooms on property, are probably the second most expensive rooms, and it's because of location. And I totally get that location.
Right,
I get that. But honestly, that's a 45, 46, 47 year old hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I've always heard that Disney resorts, specifically the Magic Kingdom ones, their problem was locals using it as a parking lot and not the Magic Kingdom parking lot.
Sure.
Obviously, because it's a little bit closer, they can hop on the monorail from there.
Sure.
Take the resort loop, which is usually a little less busy. So I thought, you know, I think it was last year, you know, we heard the rumor of they were going to charge to park.
Right.
And it was really for the day guests, not for the hotel guests.
Right.
And now they completely flipped it and did hotel guests and not day guests. I don't think the parking, I don't think they're solving their problem of the pass holders using the resorts as their parking lot.
Here's what I think.
I mean, everybody calls a Polynesian that's a pass holder the pass holder parking lot.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
And it's where I go.
Right.
When I want to do that, I do go to the Polynesian because that's a resort. If I'm going to spend money at a resort, it's usually that resort.
Right.
Because they have more Stitch-related items.
Right.
You know, plus I just love the Poly.
Yeah.
And we usually go there. We drop some money there. It's not like we just walk in and walk, you know, jump right on the monorail, usually. But I think that this is happening now. They're going to weather the storm, give it a month, and then they'll say, you know, due to the increased popularity of Disney Springs, we are going to start charging to park there.
Right.
And if you're a pass holder, it might be reduced or it might be free.
Yeah.
Whatever they decide. But, you know, maybe it won't be $25 a day. Maybe it'd be like $10 a day to park.
Yeah.
And then give that a month or two. And then they'll say, day rate.
Yeah.
If you want to park at a Disney resort because of the parking problem that we have, if you're having dinner here, you know, we want you to valet.
Yeah.
If you don't want to valet, you're going to have to pay to park.
Yeah. You know, I know in Disneyland, they have a severe parking problem. They're building more parking right now as we speak.
Right.
I know, even if you have, like, say, reservations at Napa Rose at the California, you cannot park there.
Right.
You have to park in the parking structure or in one of the parking lots.
Right.
And then
shuttle in. Tram it in.
Yeah. Tram it, shuttle it, walk it, whatever you got to do to get.
City bus.
Yeah, city bus, whatever you got to do to get there.
Right.
they don't allow parking at all, and pass holders are charged to park, period. Everybody's charged something to put a car on Disney's property.
Sure.
There. Whether you're staying, day staying, overnight staying, valet staying, whatever it is, everybody's charged because they just don't have the space. Right. And, you know, they're trying to discourage as many people as possible from bringing the car.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And I think we're heading that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
At what point does Tony Casanova tap out? Do you ever tap out?
I figure there's always some way I can get around it. I'll tell you what those ways are. Like I said, they haven't made any decision on Table in Wonderland yet. It's on this list. It's not on the...
Yeah. We're not going to tap out now.
No. No. Well, but if they take away that perk from Tables in Wonderland, then I may have to tap out. Because then I have no way to park for free.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and... all my valet friends will severely miss me.
Yeah.
I think I'm a large contributor to their economy.
That's right. Yes, you are. Yeah. They know you by name.
Yeah.
Your car has a very premier parking spot.
It does.
All the time.
At certain resorts, yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't even hit a striped lot.
Usually not.
Yeah.
Usually it doesn't leave eye distance. It's usually right over there.
Right there.
Right there. Right or there. Over there.
It happened Wednesday night when I went to Contemporary for dinner.
Yeah.
Right there.
I'm telling you, man, it's freaky when you go to dinner with this guy. It's like, oh, Mr. Casanova, how you doing? I'm like, do you really? Seriously?
I'm like a politician. You got to kiss the babies and
I know,
hug
man.
The wives.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I mean, everybody's calling you and, you know, you're the guy everybody knows on the podcast. We go to our own. Here's an inside thing for you guys, because it's Patreon folks. The last event that we had a bunch of listeners at, not the last meetup, the Bay Lake Tower event.
Oh yeah,
I literally was introducing myself to people.
Come on.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Come on.
There was. I know. I said it five times, at least five times, and the question was, "Oh, so how do you know Tony? Do you know the podcast?" I literally. The first one was like. Yeah, I know Tony. I'm Park Hopper John. Oh, that's great.
You should say, yes, hello, and no, welcome to the Disney.
No, what I did, the first one, I was like, I'm Park Hopper John. I'm like, that sounds familiar. I'm like, hello and welcome to the Disney Parks podcast. My name is Park John. I was like, oh my gosh, hey. And then like, so the second person asked me, say, so how do you know Tony? Do you know, they're like, greetings and welcome to the Disney Parks podcast. They're like, oh, I feel so stupid. I'm like. And the thing is the five people that I said it to, they all watched us on Facebook.
Maybe they're just not watching your side of the screen?
I guess not. You know, it's the craziest thing. It was
that
the
is weird.
Thing.
Yeah.
But I will say this, kudos to the Four Seasons, because I went there without you, and they're like, you're the friend of Mr. Casanova, son of a bitch. Yes, I'm Mr. Casanova's friend. I'm his online wife. My wife hates it when I say that.
Oh my God, you're the friend of Mr. Casanova.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Casanova's friend. But hey, they knew me. So
that's a good start.
Yeah, it's getting there. If paying to park at Disney Springs, paying to park at the resorts just to go shopping or hang out, I really have got to rethink it because I'm already spending. I spend $100 a month for my wife and I to have passes.
Yeah.
Not to mention the untold. Jesus, we have more coffee cups.
Mm.
I think we rival the amount of coffee cups you have.
Oh, good.
I think we probably have more. I mean, we're spending.
Well, there's two of you, so you should have twice as many.
Yeah, but we don't buy two of the same cup. We'll buy two cups.
Oh, okay.
But they're different. Oh. You know, I mean, we spend a lot of money, you know, and it's just. It's difficult because it's the nickel and diamond stuff that's killing me.
Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of the comments I read online on Facebook and whatnot, a lot of people are now going to start looking at other options. And I think Disney will have to then take the temperature of the public and make the decision. Was this right or was this wrong? If it's okay with people and, you know, room reservations don't fall off the map, I think they'll keep it, and I think then they'll try, like I said, the resort fees and other ways. Think of this like the airlines and baggage. You know, right. That became like a $47 million revenue stream for the airlines. Some crazy number like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not charge for bags?
Right.
I mean, even JetBlue, which was like one of the last holdouts, held out to, you know, just last year they started charging for bags, or the year before.
Right. Because this is pure profit.
Yeah.
Yeah. The planes are going there anyway.
Yeah. Your bags are going to go down below anyway.
Right. And it's nominal how much fuel.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's kind of like, the way I look at it, is kind of like the crappy dinner we had at that place that we...
Oh.
Are we naming it or are we not naming it?
Oh, you can name it. I don't care.
Go ahead.
They've never... Mario and Enzo's.
Yeah. The way I look at it is they don't necessarily have to change the way they cook anytime soon, because the amount of locals, it'll take a long time for a bunch of locals to cycle through there.
Mm.
They had a great blogger thing and they're still getting rubbed from that. Mm-hmm. And we got comments from blogger buddies. It's like, oh, well, we had a great time when we were there.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, but you weren't paying for dinner. Yeah. If you were paying for dinner, let me know. I don't think you were, but they can get away with crappy service or crappy food because they're really only seeing those people once.
Right.
If ever, again,
yep.
At least once, or maybe once every other year, or once every 5 years.
Right.
Because people aren't coming to Disney like we are.
Yeah.
So I look at it
that
way.
And I went there three times and got abused.
So the way I look at it is they're like...
Shame on me.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to charge you to park. And that's just the way it is, because that's the way it is everywhere. Yeah. We're going to charge you a crap ton of money for the rooms. We're going to charge you a crap ton of money for the tickets to get into the parks. We're going to charge you to park your car. We're going to ding you every step of the way. And you know what? You're going to pay it and you're going to like it, because guess what? This is your vacation of a lifetime, or this is your once every 5 years, or this is your one time to Walt Disney World.
Right.
And next you're going to go to Disneyland. And next you're going to go to Shanghai. And if you think you're paying a lot now, wait till you go to China. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of mentality.
Yeah, my college friend came down here, and we were talking about this at dinner. They bought enough DVC points to come every other year. Or every 2 years, however you want to say that. It's not like he's got a huge family. You know, it's him, his wife, his two kids, and a son-in-law, and two friends. So it's like, what, 2, 4, 6, 7 of them. But they were saying that how everything's gone up. You know, the price of a bottle of water is like, I don't know what now, $4, $5, whatever it is. You know, food's gone up. You know, even burgers in the park.
Sure.
And stuff like that has gone up. And they're like, you know, even ticket prices, you know.
Don't give it a start on ticket prices.
They get, you know, like, shock from, you know, the price of buying, you know, a 7-day ticket, you know, for seven people. That's like a lot
That's
of
like
money.
$6,000.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, you'll get $6,000.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, I'm sure most people can't come every other year because of the price restrictions. I said, I don't know. I don't know what Disney's numbers are. I don't know, you know, what Joe Q Public, you know, what their turnaround is. Is it every other year? Is it every 2 years? Every 3 years? Every 4 years? I don't know what that is. I would love to know.
Right.
But I just don't know what that is. Maybe somebody like Len Testa, who does the touring plans, may have some better stats on that.
Right.
We may have to get him on here maybe one day.
That'd be great.
Talk about Disney stats.
And here's my reality. Here's, as Oprah says, here's my truth. I don't want to be that negative guy.
Yeah.
Because, I know that there's other podcasters and bloggers that are like, you know, yeah, this is kind of rough, but guys, look at what, you know, it's Disney and they got to spend money and look at all the great things. I'm just not like that because I'm not wired that way.
Yeah.
But my problem... My real deal is, you know, this, when we first started coming here 12 years ago, it's only been 12 years.
Wow.
You know, our anniversary's coming up.
You're newbies.
So it'll be 11 years. It'll be 11 years. Our anniversary's coming up. It'll be
almost
12
like
years.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Park hoppers.
We're still young pups.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't it wasn't nearly as bad as it is now.
Right.
I can't imagine what you're going through. You know, if your valet park is $15, I mean, geez, yeah. I think when we started coming here, parking, day parking was $15.
Yeah, probably.
And it's just, here's my truth. And this, I'll say this, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but as they keep ticking things up, it's becoming less and less magical.
Yeah.
To the tune of, we don't go as much as we would like to because it's cost prohibitive and we're pass holders.
Yeah.
You know?
And you've paid a boatload of money to go.
We pay a boatload of money every month for the privilege of going.
Yeah.
It's like D23. Mm-hmm. You pay for the privilege of buying overpriced stuff made in China.
Yeah. Yeah, we could talk about that. I mean, I have a Facebook group and everybody.
You have many Facebook
groups. Everybody's like, oh, I wouldn't go back to the expo. You don't do anything. All you do is wait in lines. That's the reason I won't go anymore.
Yeah, that's true. It makes it very difficult.
Yeah.
Now, there's some people that go, and they're not as excited about going to see the movie panels or the animation panels. They go for the experience of going. Yeah. And for those people,
or cosplay.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Kudos to you. But that's not why I go. I go because I want to know what's coming up, and it's freaking difficult. It's far easier to just block out those days and just sit at home and watch.
Somebody's streaming it.
Yeah, sit
at home. Disney is nowadays.
Sit at home and either watch the live stream or just wait for the news to hit the ticker.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I mean, they're doing it right after. You know,
fairly. Yeah,
press release goes out. Comes out of Bob's mouth and boom, it's on the internet.
Yeah, they got the press release ready, and it's like. Okay, good. Okay, good.
Yeah. We should talk about that maybe next week. There's a big management shakeup at Disney.
Yeah. They put everything down into four
little categories.
That had to be hell of a problem.
Yeah. If you can summarize Disney in four boxes, I mean, I would have loved to have been in that meeting when they were trying to take all of their assets and say, well, you got to put it into one of these four buckets. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, we should probably do that next week.
Cause I mean, there's a lot
their
of
their corporate
things.
Structure was not it, able.
It was not flat. It was
very horizontal. I mean, I could come at from my experiences is in the travel industry. I mean, you have different departments within that travel umbrella that, you know, FBI, CIA kind of stuff. Right. They just constantly, you can't see this if you're listening to the show, but I'm beating my hands together. Then I make the church when they interlock and the FBI and CIA do not interlock. Just like, I forgot that it's an audio medium more than a, sorry.
Yeah. Well,
you get my
audio
point.
Audio and video.
Yeah. You get my point. They're not jihad-ing.
Yeah. I was a consultant at Johnson & Johnson at the time had 133 operating companies. So there was the name Johnson & Johnson, and then 133 companies below that. And each one had their own president, vice president, CFO, and CIO.
Right.
And it was because they wanted the agility that each one of those little businesses can do whatever they had to do in their market space to make profit. If it was all controlled by something up at the top, it would never get done, and they would not be able to be as agile as they were. And I think that was a benefit to Disney, and I don't know how this four buckets is going to work.
Well, it could just be a management thing. I mean, you know.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Travel is part of parks, resorts, cruise line, Adventures by Disney, and Aulani.
Yeah, what do they call it? Parks and Consumers, I think, was that bucket.
Parks and Consumer Relations? And Consumers?
Consumer Goods.
Jesus.
Tangible things, yeah.
So, well, they have a movie? Movies, animation?
No, movies is in a different...
Movies is its own thing?
Yeah, movies is over there. Because movies are movies, and then movies become DVDs, but it's not in the consumer pile.
Sure, but you have movies, animated features.
Yeah, but things like Disney Stores, merchandise.
All under the same.
Yeah, and then parks.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll do that next week. We'll have to do a little more research.
Yeah, maybe we could have a picture that we can put up. And
we can do that. We have the ability to put pictures up.
And now, a flip chart. I'd like to put our corporate structure up. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to add to the whole parking debacle? I mean, the parking discussion?
I say buckle up, kids, because this is going to be a bumpy ride. Like I said, I don't think this is the end. You know, I would like to tell you that, hey, Disney's not going to raise their prices or do any additional fees, but I think more is coming.
I agree.
I think this is phase one of many phases.
Yeah.
And more money out of your wallet and into theirs.
I agree. So the big thing is we want to know what you think.
Yeah.
Leave us a comment. If you're listening to this via the website, leave us a comment below. Mm-hmm. If you're listening live, obviously leave us a comment in the comment section. If you're listening to a podcast, shoot us an email. Gmail or DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
I almost did the reverse of that. That would have been stupid. Come find us over at DisneyParksPodcast.com. And leave us a comment there. We want to know what you guys think. I know that we got a ton of traction on Facebook when we put the story up. So we want to know your thoughts on this. So let us know. Write to us. Let us know what you think.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
And I guess we will
see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through one reach of